Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss the rich kid college scandal, we hold a prayer circle live for Corey, we talk whether or not Mitt Romney's birthday cake candle blowing was monstrous, I share what I hate most about Meghan McCain, and we dissect what we think we know about The Bachelor. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hi, Tyler.
Hi, Corey.
I feel so bad for you.
Why? What's going on?
I've been sick all week, and I haven't talked to a soul.
So.
I haven't seen a soul. I've got things to say. I've got opinions to share. My voice sounds a little shitty.
So you feel bad for me because I have to pick up the slack of interacting with you?
Because listen, you texted me and said, "Should we?" You texted me and said, "Should we record?" And I was like, "Oh, I get to talk to a person. I get to share a story. I get to open up. I get to giddy up world."
Okay.
Like, I've been walking around my house, being like, "Do I just literally out loud to myself, being like, do I deserve a glass of orange juice? Yes, I deserve a glass of orange juice."
Okay, you're like Anthony right now is in Australia and he's with his family for 2 weeks, and I can tell he is so fucking stir crazy. And like anytime we FaceTime, he's like, "Oh, hello, hello." I'm like, okay,
literally me. I'm like, "Oh, do I deserve yogurt? I do deserve yogurt."
Well, what's the latest thing
you've
deserved?
I don't know why I've got. Oh, God, the other night I thought, I'm having a bag of popcorn, which leads me to my first topic.
Oh, she's got topics today. Take me anywhere.
Well, so wait, I remember when I was in college.
You really are on one. Okay, continue.
Did you take crack cocaine? I did crack cocaine, Bobby.
No.
Oh. There's a shirtless man outside my window.
Okay, I need you to focus.
Do I deserve the shirtless man? He
looks cute. Okay, so what happened in college? Jesus.
So, bitch, you know, I feel like I ate a lot of popcorn in college. Popcorn was my brand. My mom knows that I love popcorn. She knows. She would always buy it when she visited. I feel like I would make it a lot in the dorms, and my residents knew that I liked popcorn. And one time, this person sent me an article years later about this man who developed a popcorn lung from eating popcorn every day.
Okay. Don't ask me, you know. Is that the end of the story?
No, bitch. So then I was having this conversation with my other friend about how, and I was thinking, you know how, do you ever know, like, if you just think of something, you know, like, probably somebody does it. Like, oh, is there someone out there in the world who eats popcorn every day before bed? Like,
there's a thing called, I think it's Rule 33.
This is, I think, where I'm going. Because my friend was like, oh, whenever anybody says to me, do you think somebody does blank? Well, I'm like, yes.
Whatever Rule 33 is, it's similar. It's, if you can think of it, there's somebody that's their kink.
Doing it. Oh, well, mine's like, if you can think of it, there's somebody out there probably doing it. You can't be super specific. You can't be like, does Tyler Oakley do this only on Wednesdays when wearing a red shirt? No, but you can probably, like, if you got rid of Tyler Oakley, you could be like, I bet someone only jerks it in a red shirt every Wednesday afternoon. And, like, that's their shirt.
It's me.
Baby.
It's me. Do I deserve it? Yes.
Yes. Or, like, somebody lights a vanilla candle every Friday and then, like, they just all of it.
You know, I feel like if there's one thing that a trend that I missed out on, it's candle blogging.
I could have really taken
an exit from my highway and just merged right onto I-90 candle.
I finally broke down and watched your underwear haul video.
Thank you.
Because as you know, I've had a lot of time on my hands this week being sick at home.
Uh-huh. And what was your thought?
Well, I seen the kids kept tweeting about how funny it was. So I thought, I guess I better watch it.
Wow. See, and they say I'm dead.
Don't call it a comeback.
Do you? just another Valentine's Day again with no views.
another Tyler Oakley video with no views.
Did you need to borrow the underwear?
Listen, bitch, I was right there with you about you thinking someone was going to put that on and pull it up over their shoulders for their little armholes. I thought, yes, I think that's the rule 33. I bet somebody has done that.
That's what you tried to get to? Okay.
No, but I mean, it worked right into it.
Could you tell the night of your birthday when we went out that I was wearing them?
You were not. You weren't wearing any underwear the night of my birthday when we went out, and I saw.
Oh, no. That's not true. That's half true.
Half true. It's still half true. You made out with a hot dog, and it's still half true.
I think the highlight of my night on your birthday night was going outside at like 3 a.m., getting a hot dog from one of the hot dog stands, and then trying to bring it back into the club, and he said you have to eat it outside. So I mean, shivering.
That bar had a lot of rules. No beer on the patio, no hot dogs in the bar. Come on.
No hot dogs on the dance floor?
Is food and drink inside or outside?
What do I deserve? I don't know. I was appalled. I don't know. It was a fun night, though. Did you have fun?
I love fun. Fun is my brand. All my friends know that I love fun. Mm. Whenever they say, should we do something fun? They think, I bet Corey would like fun.
They're not wrong. We got back at what, 3 or something in the morning to your place, and you were ready to keep on going.
The good news is I can't even, like, part of my friends are all like, oh, you're sick because you had too much fun on your birthday weekend. And I'm like, no, I'm sick because all my coworkers came to work sick and coughed all over the place.
Oh, Jesus. Of course. Of course it's not your fault. Of course.
It's never my fault. And my therapist said so. Just kidding. I haven't started therapy yet. Still on my list of things to do.
What's his boyfriend's name? Oh my God. What the hell?
Daniel Preda.
Daniel Preda. Jesus. What in the tarnation? Daniel had a funny tweet today about his therapist. And I thought, wow, really coming from my therapist tweets, which are my brand. Thank you very much.
I know. Yes. I mean, have you talked to your therapist about your need to search your indirects?
No, I just find it to be good content for quote tweets. Do you not find?
Oh. Well, I once searched my indirects and there sure was nothing there.
People got a lot of something to say.
Another Easter alone.
Another Easter with no search results.
That's the truth.
Can you believe Jesus was a Pisces? It just doesn't add up.
Yeah, that makes the most sense to me out of anything I've heard.
Are you serious?
Listen, I've been doing a lot of research because it's Pisces season, and I've been polling my friends, I've been calling the people.
What do the people say?
Gathering the people. Mm. And we've been trying to look for links in what, because like, all of our friends realized that we were all Pisces, and they were like, well, you guys have nothing in common. Whereas, like, all of our other friends who are the same signs have a lot of stuff in common. So we've been trying to find the links that bring all of us Pisces together, and we've settled on, we always remember our dreams, and our feet are always cold. So if you're a Pisces, please feel free to tweet me if your feet are always cold and you always remember your dreams.
This is like that dude from Nickelodeon that was like, hey, kids, send me pictures of your feet.
No one did that.
It was a real person. It was like a Nickelodeon executive. He was like, hey, send me a picture of you and like our logo with your feet on your, draw it on your foot. And all the kids were doing
it.
And then
real?
Yes. And I don't remember who or what or where or why or when, but like.
All the kids, did you do it?
No, he was asking kids to like draw the hidden message and put it on your foot and then tweet me pictures of your feet. And then years later, people were like, wait a minute, what was this about? And
is
then
like,
and then I think he got arrested for a foot sex ring or something. I don't know.
What were they drawing on their feet? Some like mystery eye shit where you got to like cross your eyes to see the lion? To see the Nickelodeon logo?
Here, I have pulled it up.
To see Stick Stickley?
Oh my. Here's a picture of him with David Archuleta.
You know he looked at David Archuleta's feet.
Remember the time I was Googling Miranda Cosgrove as she was walking by my phone and saw pictures of her on my phone? Who is Miranda Cosgrove?
You deserve that. As often as that happens to you, where people are looking up you while we're like within distance of seeing their phones.
It happens, and I see it, and you're not stumbling, you're not sliding.
I hope you know how it feels.
I do know how it feels. I've been on both sides of the coin. So, are you familiar? Okay, does she got a cough? Oh, got it.
I told you I've been sick all week, and this is the most I've spoken in days.
I think at the count of three, we all send Corey a prayer.
What? Three, what? What's two, the prayer about? Is this one. My 11-11?
Bam. Oh,
thank you. What,
did you feel it?
I felt that energy. Y'all keep sending it to me, even whatever day you're listening to this.
Somebody recently told me they were like not well, and I wanted to be like, well, I don't pray, but I guess I'll think about you.
I was watching the good show Survivor last night, and I told my roommate, I pray that they don't keep this twist around much longer. And he goes, you're praying about that?
You're like, dear, you kneel on the side of your bed. Dear God, it's me.
Dear baby Jesus, it's me. Please fix this.
I mean, who in their right mind think? Okay, I'm about to go off, I guess. But who in their right mind
prayer?
Thinks? Yes. Who thinks that your petty little dumb shit, like you wanting Survivor twists to stop or start? Who thinks God is
really
like, okay,
to God.
Okay, roll call, everyone. Anybody got some requests? Like trying to figure out, like, Corey really wants that Survivor. Corey really wants that Survivor twist to end. You know what? I am going to make it happen for this bitch. Like, no.
Well, he's thank gotten, God.
If he were like alive and kicking and doing or whatever and hurting and praying or whatever, he's just, you know what he'd pay attention to? No more foot picks
for
Nickelodeon, for babies.
No more foot picks for daddy.
Oh, me, oh my.
You know what they say? No more foot picks for daddy.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Parachute. Spring is in the air, geese are flying north, flowers are popping up, and hibernation season is officially over. And though we hate to say goodbye to burrowing into our beds on a crisp winter morning, we know that this new season brings new opportunities for comfort. And I believe every season you should be updating how you live in comfort, and one way to do that is with Parachute. They have tons of bedding and bath supplies, and when I told my boyfriend that they were sponsoring an episode of the podcast, he was so giddy because usually we get to try things for ourselves. I got a full set of bedding for my bed, and it is like the sheets, the pillowcases, the everything, the duvet cover. Oh my God, it is so comfortable and soft, and I can tell it's like quality. And let me tell you, I have never really been the person to splurge on something like that. But when you realize that you spend almost all of your life in your bed, like so much of your life is spent against these sheets, it's kind of like, why not treat yourself to the best of the best? So be sure to visit parachutehome.com/psycho. You can get free shipping and returns on Parachute's premium quality, very comfortable home essentials. Again, that is parachutehome.com/psycho. They're going to give you a 90-day trial. So if you don't love your new stuff, you can just send it right back. No issues, no drama. Thank you so much to Parachute for sponsoring this video, and thank you for the bedding. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. If you want to show them some love, be sure to support them because they support the podcast. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
So I noticed I tweeted about strawberry pretzel dessert the other day, and you really wanted me to save it for the podcast.
So yeah, you posted a picture. If you guys, if we talked about it in the last episode, or no,
no,
we talked
no,
about it
we
in
were
person.
Talking about it my birthday, yeah, in real life. Oh, God.
Okay, so strawberry, have we tied up all the loose ends of everything else we were talking about before we get into strawberry
Bitch,
pretzel
have
dessert?
We ever tied up a loose end on this podcast in 4 years?
Okay, well, tell no. me about strawberry pretzel dessert,
These
baby.
Bitches know not to pay attention. They know if they want the answers, they gotta get the Google.
I am a simple boy. I like tapioca. I like cheesecake. But you like what?
Strawberry pretzel dessert. When I tweeted about it the other day, some girl replied, not my favorite Midwestern delicacy. And I laughed and laughed for like a good 5 minutes at her calling it a Midwest delicacy.
I will say, it is
so
no
thank
better
you for that it's, content.
It's no better than sex dessert. I'll say that
it's
much.
Oh, bitch. It's better than sex dessert.
If I could get my mom on the line and ask her about strawberry pretzel dessert, I'm sure she'd have some choice things to say, but she would agree with me. It is not as good.
Well, lucky for you, I talked to my mom today, and she said, oh, you and Tyler really should have made that for your birthday. All your friends would have loved it.
You know I agree. You know you are
she
not
goes,
wrong.
It's such an easy dessert to whip up when you've got an extra bag of pretzels and strawberries laying around. I said, who just ever has strawberries and pretzels laying around?
I definitely always have pretzels laying around. Currently, my snack drawer, I have gluten-free pretzels. I have pretzel crisps, the flat ones. I have pretzel sticks. I love the long rods.
Do you think
rods.
You would be more into the strawberry pretzel dessert if you used like a pretzel flip thing, whatever, or the like flat pretzel crisps? What
I
are they
know.
Called?
Sure, maybe.
I guess I'll make it for your birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Do you think it'll keep in a 4-hour car ride?
I don't know if a strawberry pretzel dessert keeps, but there's only one way to find out. I feel like we should make it.
I guess we will. I guess you will blow out the candles for your big 30th
birthday. Oh, my God. Speaking of...
wait. I know where you're going with this, and I have opinions.
About Mitt Romney?
Yes. Wait, let's put a pin in strawberry pretzel dessert.
If you're not following
me on Twitter, go to Twitter, look up the picture I tweeted, or just Google strawberry pretzel dessert. Make it, try it, taste it, tell us what you think.
The pin
Mitt Romney,
is
here
in
we come.
The strawberry pretzel dessert. Okay, we are done talking
but
about that.
But don't put a pin in it because that would be bad to eat.
Do not put pins in your strawberry
it's pretzel. Not what the recipe
I saw
calls
that.
For.
I saw, you know, one of those Facebook shareable posts that all like moms share that's like, warning, watch out before you use the toilet paper in a public bathroom because addicts are sticking their needles in the toilet paper roll to clean their toilet roll, clean their pin, the needle.
And they forget it?
And then somebody pulled out the toilet paper roll and you could see like blood, like little circles as if they're like cleaning. And I'm like, okay.
Maybe mosquitoes went in there and were resting their noses. Did you think about that?
I'm going to leave you with your cough, with your silence. You can sit with your mosquito nose.
Did you say my sinus? My mom did say maybe I had a sinus infection.
So back to Mitt Romney. Okay, here's the thing. People come for, yes, you can come for people with different political views. Like, if Meghan McCain, there's a lot of things that I'm going to drag Meghan McCain for. She's a terrible, stupid, whatever the hell, et cetera, et cetera.
Ooh, yes,
et cetera.
I love this. You know how I feel about Meghan.
And I'm going to say the pettiest thing I dislike about Meghan McCain. I feel bad saying
it. Is it that she's a Gaga fan?
She is not. Is she?
She acts like she's the biggest Lady Gaga fan on the planet. That's one of my picks problems with her.
Okay. No. Well,
she also has a pet cactus.
I get really disturbed, and this is not a Meghan McCain specific thing, but I get disturbed, and I feel like I can't even I say this without it coming across a little misogynistic, but I get a little disturbed when somebody's neck and above makeup does not match their arms or their hands. Meghan McCain.
Does she show her? She never.
She
shows
is always
her arms.
Gesticulating with her arms, with her hands. Her arms. I am not coming for her. I am very pink complected too. But she acts as if she's not from the neck up, and she is very even, like cream tan vibes. But as soon as she's flailing her arms about, it looks as if she's wearing pink gloves, long pink gloves. It's disturbing. And you know what? I would let this fly for... Oh my God, are you still here with us?
Does this recording box have a mute button for me to cough?
If it does, hold it down. 30 minutes, please. All I'm saying is I would let this fly for a lot of people, but because I hate her specifically, it bugs me, and I'm going to let it bug. Speaking of bugs, let's talk about
those mosquitoes their noses in the toilet paper rolls.
No. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Just choose a template you love and customize it by adding your own text, images, and videos. With hundreds of intuitive design features, you can tell your story exactly the way you want. Want even more for your website? You can easily start a blog, launch an online store, or create an event. Share everything in a click on social media and drive even more traffic to your website with SEO tools to get found on Google. Wix has all the tools you need to create the exact website you want. You can even create a beautiful website while listening to Psychobabble. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website, so you can create yours today. Get started now by going to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/Psychobabble to get 10% off. Thank you, Wix, for sponsoring the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. With that said, tell us about Mitt Romney. Because he's an example of somebody that I think I would let this fly if it were somebody cute and endearing. But because it's Mitt Romney, we're all making fun of him. Corey.
I need a timeout. Give me a minute.
Jesus. I guess Corey's stepping away to cough. Maybe we'll cut this out. Maybe this will just be... Oh my God, you can still hear him. Maybe this will just be our time together. Hello. So here's the deal. Corey sucks. Oh, he's back.
Man, are you talking shit about me while I get my glass
Could
of water?
You hear me? Could you hear me at all? No.
Oh, no, you God. Know I wear headphones.
You guys, that moment was our secret. Do not repeat what just went down. He'll never
know. What did you say? Did you tell him I'm wearing sweatpants?
No, but I feel like I thought I was going to say maybe we should cut this minute, but I think we just created gold without you being here. Anyway,
bitch,
back to Mitt Romney.
You wish.
So what happened with Mitt Romney?
So Mitt Romney, everyone was talking about the way he blew out his candles. I guess he's a Pisces too. Who knew?
Is he?
Wasn't he celebrating his birthday? He must have been.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes, that would make
you
sense.
You Google Mitt Romney birthday.
I'm not getting that in my search history. I don't want targeted ads.
March 12th, he's a Pisces, sure enough.
Anyway.
Sure as shit.
So what happened with Mitt Romney?
So they fucking got him a fucking birthday cake, and he had to blow out the candles, and some intern or someone was filming it, and he pulled out one candle at a time and blew it out. And I thought, I saw the whole internet losing their shit to this, and I thought, everyone was like, you're never going to believe how weird this is. And I watched it, and I thought, seems normal to me. I thought if he had blown that out traditionally, you know, people these days would be like, oh my God, he spit all over that cake when he was blowing out the candles, and now his spit's all over the cake and the people got to eat the cake. Bitch, people were coming for Hillary Duff for kissing her babies on the mouth. You don't think people are going to complain about Mitt Romney being spit Romney on the cake?
Whoa, she went there.
Not me defending another Pisces, but I just thought of all the shit Trump does.
No, I agree. I agree.
It was it a little strange? Yes. But in my head, I thought, what a polite way not to spit on the cake.
I thought it was actually very sweet. I thought, well, that's definitely something I'm going to keep up my sleeve the next time I'm a little bit not well. It's a kind thing on your birthday to not want to blow all over it. In fact, the more I think about it, the more, and you know I'm no germaphobe, I'll eat right off the floor. But
I've seen you eat off of strangers' trays at hotels.
All
room service cart outside the door. Not your garbage, Tyler's dinner.
That hasn't even touched the floor. That's fine.
Right.
Anyway, right. My point is, I almost think it's gross to blow all over the cake. It's spit or no spit. I don't want
That's
your breath.
That's what I just said. That's me defending Spit Romney.
Spit Romney, you're A-OK in our book. Unless your arm makeup does not match your face, then I am furious, Spit Romney.
Meghan McCain has no relation to Mitt Romney.
Who is her dad? I never can tell.
He He passed away.
That's not the joke. The joke
He's
is all she ever
ghost-y.
Says.
You don't think John McCain's a cycle ghosty?
No! Oh my God, our first confirmed cycle ghosty, John McCain.
John, the John McCain. Paul Lovett.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, and you see, and you thought this podcast was gold without me. Just wait. This cough syrup's really got me on 1.com.
Meghan McCain was really annoying me. She was getting into it about...
When do you even consume Meghan McCain?
I see clips. She was going
off...
I have
to watch her every week. I've said this.
She was going off about the college admission scam.
Oh, we have not watched all week. I'm 3 episodes behind of The View. But I've got opinions about this college person scam too.
She was all, I think legacy admissions are a good thing. My family goes back.
What?
She's like, my family goes generations in the Navy or whatever the hell, out of Army.
I didn't need another reason to dislike her.
And she's like, so I think my family belongs there. Like, we have a long history, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking, of course she likes legacy admissions. Of course she thinks people deserve to pay their way into college, blah, blah, blah. Because, like, that's probably the only way she's gotten around in her whole life. And she reminds everyone every day who her dad is. It's like, I think there is a world where she puts enough work in and makes her success on her own merits. But this is not the world we live in. She has not done that.
I have a serious question for you. This is, like, when this all this news of the, like, rich people college scam thing broke. I was talking to a few of our friends here, and I was like, like, am I weird? Because I just always assumed that rich people's kids just got bought their way into college.
I thought that was perfectly legal. I thought, oh, you can get arrested for that? You can be indicted for that?
Okay.
That, in my head, that was such a assumed truth to the world we live in.
Yeah.
That, like, oh, of course, rich people get the rich kids into college.
Literally. And it's not, and I was never okay with it. I was never justifying it. I was never, like, thinking this should happen, but I was just like, oh, this is the way that it is, and this is probably what's happening.
I think there's multiple layers to it of why it's fucked up. Apparently they were...
It's just like another thing that the wealthy continues to, like, keep for themselves and not distribute equally among the rest.
And for these specific cases, they were, like, faking disabilities, I think, and they were faking... certain things that were helping disadvantaged college applicants. So they were, like, taking those spots from them, taking financial aid from them or things like that. I don't know what the specifics are. I have not read into it. I don't even know really who these people are. Who is Felicity Huffman?
She was from Desperate Housewives and the movie Transamerica.
Okay, do we love her?
I mean, I didn't watch all of Desperate Housewives, but my mom did.
And who's the other person? Lori?
Lori Loughlin from Fuller House.
When I saw Lori, you know where my gut went to? My stomach dropped, my heart dropped, my stomach churned.
Because Ben J. Pierce was on one episode of Fuller House?
No, I thought Lori from, you know, our show, Shark Tank.
Oh, God, no.
I thought, wow, that would be a scandalo.
That would make me sad. But yeah, I've just been like, I guess I just had always thought that rich people just put, like, donated libraries, and then suddenly their children went to prestigious schools. But
it's on the record that Trump never donated to his school until $100,000 the year that his son got admitted.
Oh, well, looky there. No, but I was gonna say, I saw on the news that they said people from, like, Stanford were now, like, people who were admitted to Stanford were suing the school because, like, this admissions thing lowers the, like, prestige of their degree and discredits their, like, education. And I was like, well, I think that's pretty stupid. But then I thought, should you and I sue Michigan State
for all the drama they're getting up to?
For Jesus. All the, like, sex scandal drama they had the last couple of years, because that definitely lowered the prestige of our degrees.
I feel a little funky saying I went to Michigan State. There was a minute when it was on the news every day at the gym about Michigan State, and I felt so...
Oh,
like,
I know. My parents were, like, calling and texting me every day being like, did you see this? Did you hear this? So the point is, I guess that you and I need to start that class action, Henny.
Okay, Hanny, let's get the ball
rolling, talk about us, Hanny. Going back to school.
Oh, that's the year after I was the Grand Marshal in the parade. I'm back again, bitch, but guess why? Now, before we get into anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every single day is brush our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers, and it was designed to make brushing your teeth a more simple, affordable, and enjoyable. What I love most about Quip is that it's got a 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides. I get really distracted while I'm brushing my teeth, so I'm like, what have I done? Where am I going? What am I up to? This is like a very good way to just make your way all around the mouth, make sure you do every single part. I feel like I'm spending the time that I should, and I feel like you're gonna love that too. You will also love that brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. But you don't gotta take my word for it. They are also backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, but if you go to getquip.com/psycho, getquip.com/psycho, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/psycho. Thanks, Quip, for sponsoring the podcast. We love you here. Now back to the gossip.
Have you, that Lori girl's daughter is a YouTuber. Have you collabed with her?
You know, I have not. She did not make, she was in the alternates list for August, but she didn't, wow. She didn't make the cut. No. I did
she
not.
Didn't though make I, vlog, what? Chris Dember. What's it called? Chris, Vlogsember?
Vlogmas. No.
Vlogmas. Vlogmica?
She did not. She did not make the cut. Though I did see a clip of Mamrie Hart.
Yeah, I saw that.
Questioning how she got into college, which the writing was on the wall. If Mamrie Hart saw it, then you need to believe.
Well, I think that just proves that she is a witch.
Well, we've always known. We've always agreed. The last thing I want to get into before we bid adieu for today.
Is it my idea that if you can think about somebody doing something, they've probably done it?
Sure. No, it wasn't that. Do you watch The Bachelor?
No. The short story, the short version of that is no, but I you know I've got my thumb right on that pop culture pulse, so I generally do know what's going on.
So I turned on my TV, it was on the channel of The Bachelor. I didn't change it quite yet. I just like let it on while I was still on my phone, and then I looked up and it was The Bachelor, and then I was kind of paying attention, and then I was like, "Wait a minute. Is it? No, we have been on reality TV.
Is
The Bachelor real? Are these people serious?
Well,
these people are. They just met this man, and they're saying, "I love you. I am ready to spend the rest of my life." And then the parents are there, and they're like, "We just want you to be with the one. We think she is the one. She's gonna be with you. We can tell she wants to be." Blah blah blah. Like crazy. Like these people are crazy, right? What's going on? Are they? They're either bonkers off their mind, delusional, or it's all they're all in on it. Like I don't get.
Well,
it.
I mean, this season had supposed like big drama because there was like a lot of like. So-and-so's not ready for marriage. She just came on here to be on TV. And I'm like, yeah, I assume all of you just came here to be on TV. Or to become the next Bachelorette.
Nobody is going on that show that doesn't want to be on TV.
Well, and I was just thinking, like, I honestly, when I did the same thing, like I turned it on a few weeks ago and there was an episode on and I just thought, I bet this show is one of the reality shows that has really just changed a lot from when it first premiered like over 10 years ago, because I watched the like season with Trista and Ryan and they got married and they're still together and like they experienced true love's kiss. But now it's like girls who just want to like end up on like girls and guys. I shouldn't just say girls and guys who want to like be the next bachelor or bachelorette to like get Instagram followers or brand deals or whatever.
It's a mess.
What have you.
It's a mess. Yeah.
And then I'll get on Twitter and it'll be a Monday night and then like Hannah B is trending and I think, who the fuck is Hannah B?
I think she got into college by paying her way.
I think she's the next Bachelorette.
That's the one. No, I was appalled. I was disturbed. And then I put on Drag Race and I was calmed, cooled, collected, and brought back to normalcy. So,
well, ooh, I do want to give you one tip before we wrap this up.
What?
Don't forget the Top Chef finale's on tonight. I know how much you loved watching that with me last week.
I actually really did love watching that. I'm not going to lie. I told Anthony, I said, I have a new show we need to start getting into. And he goes, is it on Netflix? And I said, okay, well, no.
Well, when I'm there for your birthday next week, I will set the DVR for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm a good friend.
Corey, I think that's all the time we have today. Anything else really you want to say?
It really is. That's really all of it. That's it. I would like them to continue to pray for my well-being.
And if you're listening this far, be sure to tweet us pictures of your feet with the words "Get Well, Corey" on the bottom of them. Thank you.
No, bitch. Text me pictures of your strawberry pretzel dessert.
Oh, that too. Okay.
Sure. And if you're a cute boy and you live in San Francisco, just invite me over and I'll have some strawberry pretzel dessert.
Okay.
I'm going to eat the dessert. I'm not contagious.
Where can people find you?
You can find me in my home. I haven't left the couch in days.
And I am Tyler Oakley, TYLEROAKLEY. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.